It's a tax of up to 6% that's levied against short-term accommodations primarily used by all kinds of tourists and overnight guests. And it was developed to promote tourism and convention activity, and it can only be used for those purposes. It can be used to build convention centers. It can be used to build sports facilities. It can be used to build museums. And importantly, it's used to promote tourism. And those are the only things it's allowed to be used for. To be able to promote our tourism globally is very important. To be able to build big convention centers that attract huge meetings where millions of convention goers come, that creates great demand for all of the tourism services that our economy provides. And so the tourism and the convention business support each other.
By and large, what do economists think about the TDT?
Well, the professional thinking is that this is very positive for our local economy. It's very efficient. It generates a huge return on investment in terms of bringing spending in and bringing visitors in who otherwise might not have come to our area.
Let's go right for what would seem to be the big money no-brainer. What about the effect of spending TDT on building new sports stadiums like the Amway Center?
Well, professional opinion is very much against such things because it doesn't create a much new spending in the economy. These big sports facilities and sports stadiums largely cater to local audiences. There are very few people who travel from outside our community to go to a Magic game. And so, therefore, the economic effect is muted because really what it does is to redirect dollars that would be spent on entertainment anyway, movies or restaurants somewhere else, to entertainment at the Amway Center and those surrounding restaurants with very little new money coming into the system, which is really the critical factor in determining the economic benefit of this kind of an investment.
So spending TDT money on the Amway Center seems like a good idea on its face, but it doesn't bring the new money in as much as you might think.
Correct. Now, it is used for concerts and other things that may bring in some money. And certainly the advertising value of having Orlando's name attached to that is important. But professional opinion really is quite unified in concluding that there really is not the economic benefit from these professional sports facilities.
And is that how you would handicap the investment in the Citrus Bowl as well?
The Citrus Bowl is a little different because it brings in very substantial bowl games. And those bowl games, those college bowl games, are huge events that do generate substantial amounts of economic benefit because they bring in fans who might otherwise not be here. Now, whether or not that economic benefit from those bowl games and other events that bring people in from the outside is sufficient to pay for the huge cost of renovating the stadium remains to be seen.
What about the venue that got us started on this topic? What about investment in the Performing Arts Center?
Well, performing arts centers largely, again, serve a local audience, so they would have a muted impact. Although we've done studies on major Broadway touring events, such as the play Wicked, and it creates a huge economic positive benefit. So there is some mixed impacts that come from that, and it kind of depends upon what the programming is and the mix of that programming.
Hank, there's another idea getting a lot of attention right now along these lines. What about the proposed soccer stadium to attract a professional soccer team to Orlando? How would that be different?
Well, again, it probably is much like the situation with the Amway Center and the Magic in that it largely would cater to a local audience and thereby not bring in new money into the system and create jobs and income. There could be some other events. There could be national events also using that stadium that would bring soccer fans from around the country to see their teams. But again, it depends upon the mix of programming. Probably not going to give much return on investment.
How much money are we looking at per year?
Well, it's a lot of money. It's well over $110 million. Now, most of that money is pledged to the bonds that built the convention center. A substantial amount of that money is committed for tourism promotion so that there is, though, still money available to support these venues. And that's where the extra money came from to pay in part for the Amway Center and to pay in part for the Performing Arts Center and to pay in part for the renovations to the Citrus Bowl.
Thank you very much for your time, Hank.
It's a pleasure, Nicole.